Ladies, gentlemen, and others, welcome to today's episode of The Real Deal with Anamsi. And I'm particularly excited for this episode because it's our Mother's Day special. I wanted to have a super mom on this episode, and I feel like creators juggle so many hats and do so many things, and so do moms, obviously. So I thought we would mix the two and bring on board a creator mom who can really take us into what the journey is like in being a, of course, a creator mom, finding balance, the difficulties, the pros, the cons, and really deep dive into that. So today on the pod, I have Shanice Shrestha. Hi, welcome to the pod.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy that we are finally doing this. Like, finally, I get to talk to someone openly and freely about all the things that goes into being a mom and a content creator as well.
I'm very excited for this too. I swear. Saw your entire journey from getting pregnant, delivering your child. Yeah. I feel like I've seen your child grow on Instagram over the past year, as have so many others. And I thought this would be the perfect occasion to sit down and have this conversation with you and ask you, how the hell are you doing all this? Like, what's going on? Where's the extra hour? Where's Hermione's time turner? How are you managing all of these different hats together?
Honestly, I did not think that it would be all possible for me to like ace motherhood. But something happens. There's some magic or something that God does to you once you become a mom. Everything is possible all of a sudden. You feel like, I can do anything. It's just 24 hours, but you feel like you've done things worth like 3 days together in a day, and it just feels amazing. I feel like every day I'm in awe that I can actually do those things for myself and for my baby. So I just feel like it's just a thing that falls on you once you become a mom. You can just do anything.
You make it sound so like almost like magical.
Yeah. It is magical. Motherhood is magical. Oh my God, I didn't believe it until I became one, but it is magical.
What is a typical creator mom day-to-day life for you like? How does your day start and what's the flow
honestly
of your day like?
Like, for me, I don't have help at home. Like, I take care of Sky all by myself because she doesn't just go along with a nanny. So for me, every morning when I wake up, the first 2 to 3 hours, honestly, it's just with her, like feeding her, taking care of her, giving her a shower, stuff like that, and playing with her. And other than that, then I have to be like, okay, I need to do things. So when she's sleeping is when I actually start to like do things. So for me, I make sure that I have 2 to 3 hours set aside throughout the day to do something content wise. So that's how my day actually kind of looks like nowadays. But some days I'm not able to do anything at all. It doesn't go like the way I planned it in my head. So it's okay. I'm like used to it now. Before, I used to get like really disappointed that, oh my God, I'm not able to shoot anything. I had this idea, but I can't execute it. And now I think after a year and a half, I feel like I'm slowly learning how to manage time during my day to like, you know, even focus on content creation and even being a mom and not missing out on that part, because that for me is very important. So it's something like that right now.
Is there a particular reason why you don't want help, or does she just not get along, like she needs you?
Actually, she does need me, and we did get her help in the middle, but I felt like there was this help, but I had to do everything for Sky because she was like, no, my mama will do it for me. And then eventually it just felt like nannies sometimes don't give the amount of attention or love that you could give your child, you know. I just feel like I'm a very possessive mom, and I feel like I, more than Sky wants to be with me all the time, I feel like I want to be with Sky all the time. It's kind of weird, but so when she's with someone, I just feel very impatient, and I feel like, oh my God, is she safe? If she's eaten all right? So I just feel like that's the reason it didn't work out, because I felt like the nanny was not doing it the way I would do it, and even Sky was not very comfortable. So it was just that.
But you keep help around the house for other
things.
Yeah,
of course. Those things I cannot manage. Like, I remember being a mom in the start and, you know, trying to cook my own meals, and I used to be like, we're ordering takeout every single day.
This is when you guys were in Canada.
When we got back from Canada, and it was like, we're eating from out every single day, and that time you really need to eat healthy. And I'm like, you know, breastfeeding her and eating from the out, I just felt like I was just, my health was suffering. So I decided that finally I'm going to keep a cook. So now the cook makes it very easy. She comes, makes our breakfast and meals. So it's easier that way. So for other things, of course, I need help. I can't do that without help.
I feel like for far too long, women have also been like almost like shamed about wanting and needing help. Like, I get that very often from certain friends or acquaintances, where they'll be like, oh, you have house help for everything and your house help lives with you. And I'm like, yeah, but I will not be shamed for it, because I'm a career woman, I'm a working woman, and I work a lot. So I'm not going to try to pretend to be superwoman. I'll get the help where I need the help.
Yeah.
I won't be shamed about it at all.
Yeah, that's very true. Actually, like the women in my building also, the aunties in my building, I would say, they have a lot to say about this. Like just, I think 3 weeks ago, I had this one auntie tell me, I think pure society mein sab aap hi ek ho, jiske paas nanny nahi apne bache ke liye. Very good job. Baki sab ke paas to nanny hai, koi apne bache pe dhyan nahi deta. So I was like, nee, auntie, I don't think aisa hai. I think everybody has their own works to do. And agar nanny rakhna hai, to achhi baat hai na. You just get extra help with the baby. So she was not very happy with the answer I gave her. I could see that I probably offended her, but it's a very normal thing. I think not my in-laws or my parents, they are very, very supportive about this, that if you need help, you should get help. But I see like the extended family people, that they will say, oh, aap to ghar mein kuch nahi karte. Aaj kal ke to, you know, they have everything. It's so easy to take care of a kid nowadays, they say. Like, aaj ke zamane mein bachche to pal jate. It's so easy. Hamare time pe to humko sab karna padta tha. It's like, what's the meaning of pal jate?
Jhaad thodi na jo ug jayenge.
It's like, you have to give them all the more attention, you know, being in the period that we are, because we are so, like you said, we are so career oriented and we are so focused on our work and we want to do it all, that it becomes all the more difficult for us to raise our child today with all the challenges. But nobody understands that, and I just feel like the best thing to do is just ignore, like suno aur nikal de dusre kaan se, and just live your life the way you want to.
I was obviously doing like a lot of research and figuring out, you know, things I want to talk to you about on the pod. Tough questions, easy things I just want to discuss. And people were like, oh, she's Nikhil's wife. And people knew that you guys were together. And I was like, wait, if I remember correctly, she encouraged Nikhil to start in the first place. So don't enough people know that? Is that not something you've mentioned publicly before?
I think people do know that. A lot of his audience does know that. And even my audience knows it. But, you know, I just think that people are so used to just picking out on the internet that somehow I feel like I'm always just the target with his audience somehow. Like, I still remember when we were dating and when we announced that we're dating, a lot of people were like, oh, she's a gold digger. Why are you like, you know, being with her? You can get someone better. And even when you get married, even though we share like every financial responsibility or any other responsibility otherwise, I feel like it's so easy on the internet that people just have assumptions about your life. And so I feel like the audience knows, a lot of them are very supportive. And I'm sure as a content creator, when you speak to your audience in real life, you will understand that the very sensible and
evolved audience
doesn't really comment so easily on the videos and, you know, on your comment section. But when you speak to them in real life, they have such great things to tell you. And other people, sometimes they don't even watch your videos, but when they see the title that something great is happening, they'll just come and write mean things to make you feel pathetic about your life, because they're like, why is this person growing? So it took me quite a lot of time to understand that, you know what, I'm way greater than what people tell me. And sometimes it just reflects who they are and not what you are as a person. So I feel like it's okay, whatever they want to say. Like Nikhil always tells me, they don't know our journey. They don't know what went at the backside, right? So it's okay. Let them say whatever they want to say. It doesn't matter. It's not going to change your and my relationship or how we are. So I it's okay for me. But let them say whatever they want.
But credit where credit's due, right? Like, it was you who encouraged him. And I feel like it's so nice that both of you have managed to find that rhythm of doing it together. Because I did follow some of your vlogs when you guys were in Canada, especially for like Sky's delivery, which, by the way, I thought was a great move. I feel like anyone, I just want to state this for the record more than anything else, it's okay if you don't want to say something about this, because I did see and read a lot of people almost bashing you guys for delivering your kid in another country.
Yeah.
And I feel like anyone that wants to, what's the right word for it, uplift their child's lifestyle or give them more opportunities than they probably had themselves and has the capacity to do it, go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, when I'm not joking, in the last 3 years, I have at least 40 friends who've moved to Canada. And why are they doing it now? Because it seems like a greener pasture to move to.
Yeah.
So if you're in a position to give your child that from birth, that's your choice. Why the hell not?
Yeah.
Right? So, and of course, because you're vloggers, you're going to share your journey.
Yes.
So I remember my heart really went out to you guys at that time, because I was like, they're just doing what's right for their kid. And I can't believe that people on the internet will, you know, micro-analyze and over-analyze this in a way that seems so twisted. And for some reason, it's always easier to hate on the woman.
Yeah. I don't know why. like, honestly, it's really sad. I still remember when I think about those days, probably the time that me and Nikhil spent in Canada was one of the most beautiful times of our lives, because we were just all alone without any other family members. And, you know, it felt such fresh time spending all our time together. There was nobody, you know, I could just lead my pregnancy journey the way I wanted to. And that made us super happy. We have so many memories. And the part of delivering our baby in Canada was not actually planned. It was like my baby is prematurely born. In 8 months, and I still remember I could not feel her heartbeat, and I was really, really scared when we went there for like a month of baby moon. And I went to the doctor, and the doctor was like, "Is this your first pregnancy?" I said, "Yes, it is my first pregnancy, and I can't feel my baby since the last 24 hours." And I was just like, you know, I already had this anxiety episodes, and I felt like I was getting an anxiety attack. My blood pressure was on the rise, and I just found a doctor there at that moment, and I went there, and I still remember the doctor checked, and you know, she took quite some time to, you know, establish the heartbeat of the baby, and then finally we could hear it, and I was relieved. And I told her that I'm flying in the next 2 weeks back to India, and she was like, "I'm really sorry to say, but I feel like you should I just feel like there are things that may not be right. So I don't know if you want to risk going back all the way, because if you have like a, by chance, if you happen to have labor in the flight, I don't know how it will go, because you need like a proper assistance."
And so what week were you in over here?
I was, I think, on my 27th week.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and I was really scared, okay? And then Nikhil was scared. He saw me, I was crying and everything. And then we had to make a decision. And then, you know, Nikhil is very, very practical. And he said, "You know what? Why not? It'll be such a great thing if she can, if we can deliver the baby here, and Sky will be a Canadian, that'll be great. Why not, right?" Mm-hmm. So I spoke to my mom and dad. It was very difficult thinking I won't have my mom in the delivery room with me, and it's my first birth. How is it going to go? But then Nikhil was very supportive, and we finally made our decision that, you know what, it's okay. We're just going to do it here. And everything went great after that. But I still remember when we announced, like, Nikhil was getting weird comments like, "To deshdrohi hai, you guys don't love the country." And then it just crossed the roof, and I started getting mails like, "I wish your baby is born with Down syndrome. I got a news that your baby died in your womb, and your baby should die while you give birth." And that to me was the most horrifying experience. And when I told that to Nikhil, I still remember I had this time in my room where I just didn't want to go out or make any videos or see anything. I'm getting goosebumps when I talk about it, because that's how hurt I felt at that moment, that people are actually writing that about a baby who's not even born, who's so innocent. But finally, I feel like that phase made me so strong that now I don't care what people say. It's like, it's not worth it. They say they can go to any extent to make you feel bad.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Yeah, yeah, it does. It does. Very strong. Mentally very strong.
I can't remember where I read this. So I think I heard someone say this, and I wish I could remember so I could give them credit for this. But what I heard was to the effect of, when you don't take anything personally if the person who's saying it is someone who doesn't know you personally.
Yeah, that's true.
And that really stayed with me. I just wish I could be able to credit the source, but it really stayed with me, because I was like, oh my God, there are so many times, you know, we all read things about ourselves every once in a while. Yeah. And it, sometimes you let it go, and sometimes it affects you because we're all human.
Sometimes you're just in a bad mood, or, you know, a day has not gone exactly planned, or you're overtired. And when you read these things, you cannot shoo them off.
And right? Sense of self and self-confidence is not a linear journey, right? Yeah. You have good days and you have bad days.
Exactly.
And for me, I'm one of those people, it's not good for me at all, because the problem with me is that when I read things about people, I know it affects me as well, because I'm like, this is not nice. Yeah, this wasn't what happened, or why is, like, I'm someone who
that
gets,
happens to me too.
Yeah, right.
And so I always understand. Feel the urge of giving back.
It just makes me really sad. Yeah, I'm working on it. Maybe it should go into the zone of, I should give it back. As of right now, I'm in the zone of, it makes me sad.
I give back first and then I start feeling bad. But now, Nikhil, for me, don't even give back. You know, the best answer to these kind of people is ignorance.
Hmm.
They should feel like it didn't reach you at all.
How does that work for you too? Because, I mean, my first, like I said, interaction with you guys was Abu Dhabi 2017. Yeah. And even then, I remember he came across as someone who was so protective of you.
Yeah.
Is he also possessive, or is he only protective?
He's protective, not possessive.
Are
at
you
all.
Possessive?
No. None of us are possessive. We are very like, take your time, take your space kind of people.
That's nice, no?
But Nikhil is overprotective, and he's also very strict. It's like being married to a mother figure.
Really? Give me an example of strict.
Like, you know, after, like, my mom used to tell me, "I'm so glad you're getting married to Nikhil, because, like, you won't miss your mom. He just does exactly, he'll yell at you, he'll make sure you're doing everything right. So very good. I'm very happy you found the right guy. And at home, like if I'm not sitting straight, right? So Nikhil will be like, he'll put a tapli on my head. Sit straight.
I'm adjusting myself.
If I didn't work out, he's like, what's the time? I think someone forgot how to go to their workout. Go get it done right now. So he's very strict. Have you drank your water today? Have you eaten food? You said you're not going to eat Chinese today. Why is it here? My God. So he is like, he has his time that he gives me space. But also at the same time, he's very like, you know, he's like, please do this, do that kind of person. So I don't miss my mom. I tell her sometimes I just have my mom here in my house with me.
What are you strict about? What do you pick on him for?
So I think I'm not strict with Nikhil at all. I'm a very easygoing person. And the only thing that I'm strict about right now is like if he's doing too much masti with Sky. And I feel like it's going to hurt her. Because men just go like, they do anything with the baby. And that makes me really scared. So that's the only time I get angry with him. But otherwise, I'm not an angry person. I'm a very easygoing, chilled out person. Do whatever you want that makes you happy.
How do you guys as a couple find the balance between who vlogs about what? I've always wondered that. Because like, for example, obviously, Gerard's not a vlogger, right?
Yeah.
There are days when I wish he was because I'm like, I'd have another POV to add into this,
yeah,
into this video. Yeah. So few instances where he's listened to my nagging on that front and he'll take a couple of snippets and I'll insert that montage into a vlog. But you guys have separate channels. It's not a couple channel.
Yeah.
So how do you find the balance? Like if it's Sky's birthday, who is posting that vlog? Because it's the same thing. Whoever posts it first is going to get more views.
So honestly, like before marriage, our vlogs used to be very, very similar because we're traveling all the time together. And, you know, everything was very similar. All the places we've been to, what we're doing and everything. So our vlogs used to be so same that people used to say sometimes it looks like we're watching the same content in both the channels with just different perspectives. So that time I really faced this thing like, oh, should I post the video or should he post the video first? But then Nikhil is someone who daily vlogs. He vlogs every day and he posted the next day itself. And I do it like maybe twice in a week or thrice in a week. And on good weeks, all the days. So that's very rare now because I'm so busy with Sky. She falls sick or something like that. So I take a lot of breaks nowadays. But now it's so easy because Nikhil is like vlogging every day and posting it. And I'm just doing it sometimes. And I think as a mother and father, you have such a different perspective about things. Like he will share about his bikes, about his cars, about things that he's doing, workout and stuff. And I have a very motherly and homely set of things that are happening. So now it's very different. So it's easier for us to post vlogs now, I would say.
Is there a we won't vlog this set of do's and don'ts you guys have?
Yes, we do have.
What's that like?
Before we used to be like, we're not going to share very, very private moments. Some things are just for us and not for the audience to know. And that's something we follow even now. Like sometimes some moments are so beautiful that you're almost tempted that you want to share it with the audience and you know it's going to give you like a great amount of views.
Yeah.
But we just have this kind of set of rules that if something is too beautiful now, we'll just keep it between us because that way it stays special and it remains only for us and not for the audience. Because you know what happens when you share a very beautiful moment, sometimes everybody has like their own opinions about that beautiful moment and I feel like it kind of spoils the beauty of it. So even now we have like this rules that if we are vlogging with Sky, we will never ever tell her what to do on camera. It should always be her in her natural element because the moment we ask our child to act, that kind of seems wrong to me because she's a part. We make vlogs with her honestly is because we want memories to be kept forever. Like I don't know if you know, but whenever like you, if you look at your past vlogs, you feel so nice. You feel like, oh wow, those were such beautiful times. You get to see yourself, how you were looking, how you were, how your relationship was. So for us, we make vlogs with her so that we have memories like forever and we can see how she exactly was on that day, on that time, on that particular month. So we just feel like growing as she grows, we just don't want her to act on camera or never to realize that this is the camera in front of me and I need to be a certain way. So we are very careful about that. Yeah, it's very important. I feel like it can just disturb her mindset or make her feel like I'm famous. We don't want that at all because once that happens, she won't lead a normal childhood, right? Everyone around her will be like, you're famous, we see your videos, we know what you do. Arey, tune ye kiya, wo kiya. So we don't want that.
That's a great term. That's a really great rule to have, not to have your child behave in a certain way. Does Sky see these videos and does she like, is she able to identify that this is my mom and this is my dad and this is me if she watches a video where
she's
Yeah,
very easily. Oh my God, she has a big white smile on her face if she sees her on like the TV or on the phone. She's like, oh, that's me. Because she's always looking at herself in the mirror and she's like smiling away. Oh, I'm so beautiful. Oh, this is me.
So cute.
So yeah, she understands that. That's why she's a very smart, intellectual baby, honestly. So sometimes I'm like, my God, she understands everything. So we showed her like our marriage video and she had this look like, you know, she has this typical expression that she's like looking and then she like she does this expression like, why am I not there, my mama and dada, why am I not there?
Have you had any of those instances where people have come up to you and Sky and tried to pick her up or tried to?
Oh yes, my God, I feel like I'm not okay with that. I and Nikhil both as a parent were very, very overprotective about our child. And I feel like, yes, you watch our videos and when you come say, oh, your baby is cute, we love her, you know, she brings a smile on her face. It makes me very happy, honestly. So happy. But sometimes some people just come, like I still remember we were in Kerala for an award function and we were sitting in the restaurant. There's this lady who just gets up from one table and she comes. The baby is in my hand, takes Kayu by her shoulder and trying to pick her up. And I got so angry because I was like, my mind couldn't register. Is she like just taking her away and going, what is it? And then I told her, excuse me, you just can't take my baby away from my hand. You have to ask permission. What is this behavior? I got really angry.
She was a fan.
And then what she tells me, I watch your videos, but...
That's not a subscription to...
And I was like, but there's like this basic etiquette that you first come and say, hello, I watch your videos, I really like Sky, is it okay if I can pick her up? No, she just comes. It's like, you know, I always was startled. She just came and she just pulled her from my arms. You know, you get so scared. She was just 3 months old and her neck is like, not. She's not even able to pick it up properly. And you're just pulling my baby out of my arms. So yeah, I've come across that a lot of times. And now I think me and Nikhil, we just tell any subscriber that Skyo is not okay going in anyone's arms. She doesn't feel safe. So you can talk to her from afar, but don't take her in your arms. So we now say it very properly because I think it's important that we tell people and they who's nice will eventually understand. And who doesn't understand just doesn't have a stable mind is what I think.
Do you subscribe to the notion of showing your child only for like a certain amount of time and not doing like dedicated baby content for fear of people like this, like, because that's a very scary, like, I'll give you an example and I'll give you context on where I'm coming from. My podcast producer Surbhi and I were having this conversation before we started recording about parent vlogging.
Okay.
And there's gray area. There's people who are on one side of the fence who believe you shouldn't show your child at all.
At all, yeah.
And then there are people who, like me, who feel like everything in healthy balance and moderation is fine. And then as a creator, I feel like anyone who is a creator, an influencer, whether you're a micro creator, nano creator, mega creator, whatever terms we're now know getting familiar with, the minute you're a creator, you turn yourself into a product for public consumption.
True.
Right? And the boundaries you draw are for you to define.
Yeah.
But children cannot define those boundaries. Having said that, as a content creator, I can vouch for the fact that whenever, inshallah, I do have a child, I'm pretty sure I would vlog my child. I don't I would not vlog my child at all. Having said that, I don't think I would fully only vlog my child.
Yes.
So where are you on that? Because it's such a gray area. Everybody has so many different perceptions of it. I feel like an audience who's not a creator will have a different point of view and perspective.
Yeah.
Versus I feel as a creator who's, I've been around for 12 years now. I've been on YouTube for about 5-6 years now. I come from a different journey and a different perspective.
Yeah.
So everyone has different lenses.
Correct.
Where's your lens at? And where does one say, okay, this is a hard stop, like this is a no-go?
Yeah. So for me, I think I'm very similar with you. Like I just think exactly like you, that it's okay sharing your child on camera, vlogging with the baby and everything. And like I said, whenever it's very natural and everything, I like to share my life as it is, as I'm living, and that's okay. I'm not comfortable running the entire vlog basis on Sky because I feel like, you know, then people just start to be like, oh, the baby, your channel's running on the baby, or we like to see the baby, only show the baby. And then there's this extreme attention that probably now she doesn't understand, but once when she understands, and God forbid she starts reading the comment section, because kids are so, like, you know, they're so social, they just open the like the phone and the things.
Yeah.
I don't want that she reads and she's like, oh, everyone's so interested in me. You know, I don't know what that will do to her mentality or her mindset. So I'm very, very careful about that. And so is Nikhil. So we try that. We live our life and we show some parts of it that come naturally in the day for us also to see in the future. So we show that. I still remember like once I decided to do just a sky only vlog because that was for me to keep as a memory when I look back in time. And people loved it so much that they started demanding only those kind of vlogs. When I told people I'm sorry, I will not take those kind of requests because as a mom, I decide that where I should stop and where I should show my baby too much. So that's one thing I very hardcorely follow right now on my channel. I feel like we don't want her to be like a young content creator because that brings on so much of stress unknowingly. And also the competitiveness in your head in a young age, I feel like just makes you feel, doesn't make you enjoy your childhood that much. I feel that way.
But do you feel it might be good for her to do it recreationally? Maybe if she does it and get it out of her system,
yeah,
she won't want to become a content creator when she's
Like I told you, if she feels like she wants to do something that's like very kiddish, of course we will take our cameras and shoot it and also edit and give it to her and let it upload also. But I'm like, we just want to draw some boundaries of not letting her do whatever she wants.
Yeah I feel like your journey is very unique because it comes from so many different lenses. It comes from so many different perspectives of just being, like I said, a creator, a creator's wife also.
Yeah.
Does it sometimes bother you that people think of you as Nikhil's wife instead of like, hello, you're a creator by yourself? Do you want to go and shake people up sometimes?
Yeah, I honestly feel like doing that a lot of times because sometimes we're like, oh, Nikhil sir ki biwi ho, aap hamara, hum aapka video dekhte hain, hum aapko unke video mein dekhte hain. And I'm like, dude, even I am a content creator by myself. Sometimes it's okay. Like, I feel proud when you address me as his wife and everything. But sometimes also you feel in your head, like, even I'm doing something. You can also acknowledge me for that. And a lot of times I've also noticed that a lot of men that I meet sometimes do it on purpose. Like, they purposely approach you and they be like, अरे आप तो निखिल सर की बीवी है, हम देखते हैं आपको उनके वीडियो में. हम आपका वीडियो नहीं देखते पर उनका वीडियो देखते हैं.
दे
से इट ऑन पर्पस. आई हैव सीन इट एंड निखिल आल्सो डज बी दे सेड इट ऑन पर्पस. जस्ट इग्नोर देम बिकॉज दीज मेन दे जस्ट थिंक लाइक सम मेन दे थिंक लाइक यू नो वुमेन आर जस्ट नॉट गुड इनफ कैन नॉट डू एनीथिंग ऑन बाय देयर सेल्व्स. सो इट्स ओके, जस्ट लेट इट गो. Like, I still remember for Nikhil's birthday, I like gave him a surprise and took him to a Europe trip. And I decided to pay for everything. Like, normally we just like do 50-50. But this time I was like, I'm surprising you. Everything is going to be done by me. Don't do anything. Not paying for anything. So I remember people telling me, oh, Shanice and Nikhil, why you guys are lying in the video that the video is sponsored or just paid or funded by Shanice? We know it's not possible because, you know, she's not going to earn so much money. It's from you that she's paying for this trip and stuff like that. And I keep hearing it. I'm like, I get angry sometimes. Like, dude, this is I'm not taking enough of this. Like, that's it.
There's this video of this shorts. We were just talking about shorts in the break in the middle that I posted on our 6-year engagement anniversary, which is basically Gerard's birthday last year in 2022. It was a video of him proposing to me.
Yeah.
This is pre-proposal for Instagram era. So it's not all that aesthetic. And it's what the friends took because they knew he was about to propose. Yeah. And last week I was going through all my comments and the comments on it are so absolutely, I mean, there are some really nice and heartwarming comments, but you know, human nature, you tend to see the shitty ones and they stay with you.
Yeah, yeah.
And I found one of those threads on that shorts that has 100 replies on it and they're all analyzing what level of a gold digger I am and how I've married someone who's so much older than me for money. And I was, today, I mean, in present day, I can laugh about it.
Yeah.
But when I'm on one of those days when it's really upsetting me, obviously, I think that these vile people are just out there to take your case. And it upsets you, right?
Yeah, true.
So I see these comments and I'm like, guys, like the running joke in our house, and we've said this in the episode where Jerry and I did an episode here on my podcast, where the running joke in our house is, Jerry, shaadi ko 6 saal ho gaye. Where's the money that I married you for? I think I've earned it at this point.
Exactly.
So people love to say things like that. And I get shit like that all the time as well, where I apparently get opportunities because of him having worked in advertising before. And I'm like, we've been working together for about 4 years now.
Yeah.
Anything that we do together from here. It's not him pulling favors for me or me pulling favors for him. We're two adults. We're two individuals that can do things independently and on our own.
But then I feel like people forget that marriage is all about a partnership. You're like a team, like, you know, for life. And so if even if your partner is pulling, even if your partner is pulling out favors for you, it's okay, it's natural. Won't you do it for your kid or for your husband or for your wife or for your girlfriend? You're gonna do it. It just comes naturally, right?
What bothers me though about that is that they're never assuming I'm pulling favors for him.
Yeah,
you're only doing it one way.
Exactly.
Are you not realizing that it could, for all you know, be the other way around?
Yes.
You know, it is. I actually literally in that episode which we recorded with Jerry, I said, oh my God, do I need to put my bank statements out there? Because there was these comments about how apparently Jerry or my dad paid for the house. And I was like, I bought this house.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let you shame me into keeping quiet about that. I'm bloody proud of myself for it. It's taken a very long time for women to come out and say, I did this without feeling guilt.
Exactly.
For anything else.
Yeah.
Or any
so
other
true.
Elements.
So true.
So I'm like, please, like, for once, just for the sake of assembling some balance in there, let's assume we're pulling the favors for the men.
I'm so glad that you brought this topic out, that it's always, they assume it one way only, from the men's side, not from the women's side. Because I still remember when I got this car for my parents long back in 2017, and Nikhil came, helped me shoot and everything. It was difficult for me that time, you know. I took the car on loan, and I made sure that I gift my parents that car on their anniversary. And I remember people telling me, she's so smart, she took the money from Nikhil to gift her parents this car, and she's acting like she bought it. And to me that time it was not okay, because I actually worked hard to give them that car, and to me that was a very special moment, and I felt like people were ruining it for me, you know, in my head, and I was not happy about it. I probably even might have cried for a few minutes thinking that, dude, this is not okay. I told Nikhil, this is not okay. I kind of got angry on him, because I was like, dude, you know, I worked hard for it, why does it always have to be like the man worked hard for it but the woman cannot? Correct.
Yeah.
And I still remember last year when
we have to work twice as hard for the credit.
Yeah, very hard. And I think it's sad. It makes me sad sometimes that why can't you just, even some women cannot give other women the credit, mm-hmm. that, oh, you worked hard for it. They'll say, oh, she, you know, sab pati ka paisa hai, bas aise act karti ki uska hai, you know.
I have one last question for
you.
What would be your advice to someone who's looking to start out as a parent vlogger, right? Technically, this is the category now when you have a child and you're vlogging.
Yeah.
What advice would you give to someone else? You're someone that comes from different experiences and has learned the hard way, I would say, because you've seen so much, you've experienced so much. What advice would you give to someone who has a kid and wants to start creating content and doesn't mind including their kid in that content?
So, you know, once you become parents, this thought just, if you want to vlog basically with your kid, you just have this thought like, are, you know, this content will really do well on YouTube, and you know, we can grow finally into the vlogging stream, our channel will be big because we're showing our kid, and you see that it's working out for everybody else as well. A lot of channels just started newly, and because they show their kids, they've really, really grown. Okay, so that's very normal. But what happens here, the biggest advice I can give any new parent who wants to start vlogging with their kid is that, first, get it straight in your head that do you want to start vlogging because, you know, you enjoy doing it, you want to really share those moments with an audience and you think your audience will enjoy it, or is it because I'm going to show my kid and this is going to only bring me success and I'm running behind that success? Because once you say, I'm doing it just to share the natural moments, and you know, maybe we will grow, it's good if we grow, and maybe we'll make money through it as well, and you know, it'll just be good memories for us as well, that's fine, that's okay, that's natural,
that's,
it's
healthy,
good. Yeah, it's healthy to do. But if you have the other side mentality like, arre isse hum bahut paisa kama sakte hai, sab hamare bacche ko dekhne aayenge, hamara bachcha famous ho jayega, uske through hum famous ho jayenge, aur hum, no, like, we'll get brands, hum bhi ameer ho jayenge. So then what happens is that all of a sudden, whenever you create a video now, what you'll do is you'll force your child to be more cute, to do more things. You will try to create moments, like, you know, they're not natural, but you try to create moments that look perfect or look cute. So what happens there now, you're not being a very true parent. I feel like that kind of thing suffers on the internet. So if you are a new parent who wants to start vlogging, just get this thing right in your head, and then I think you can make a choice if you want to do it or not do it. Or at least if you still want to do it for success, you can still tell yourself that, no, maybe this is wrong, I think I should take a step back and try another way. I feel that way as a parent. I feel like it's so important to make sure that you're not really like just exploiting your child on the internet for the success and for the reach that you thought I couldn't get if I was individually vlogging.
Yeah.
Don't you agree? I think
integrate your kid, don't exploit your kid.
Yeah, don't exploit your kid. I think they don't deserve it because they're such innocent souls, being with a baby all the time. I understand they don't understand nothing. They just do anything. And imagine making them do something, they will become that. Tomorrow, by chance, you'll be like, I don't want my child. He's getting spoiled or he's getting spoiled. You know, I feel like the internet is taking over his mind or personality. You cannot stop it. Once the baby is used to it, they are used to it. And then you will be making them feel so bad. Imagine telling your child, no, ab se tu nahi karega, ab se tu nahi aane wali hai vlog mein. How bad will they feel? They feel like all of a sudden my parents are not including me. So you have to think about the future as well. What can go wrong? Don't think about the right things, because eventually everyone loves to see a kid, a puppy, a kitten and all those cute things, and they will come give you love and your child love. But also think about the bad parts that could go wrong in your child's life.
That's really insightful, yeah. Janice. Drum rolls, please. It's time for our next segment, Associate This, a fast-paced word association game where my guests get no more than 10 seconds to respond. So get ready, get set, associate. So we play this really fun game called Associate This on the pod.
Okay.
I'm going to throw words at you.
Okay.
And it's like a rapid fire. And okay. You're going to tell me what you think of when I say these words.
Okay.
Okay?
They make me nervous when someone says rapid fire.
Bikes.
Adventure.
Sleepless nights.
Stress.
YouTube.
Fame and money.
Labor pain.
Most painful thing ever.
Newborn baby.
Pure joy.
Diapers.
Stinky.
The sky.
Sky beautiful.
Aww.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on The Real Deal with Anam C and talking about all of these things. I genuinely had a gala time.